And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio of Amber Hulon and Crystal Ivy, here to talk about the annual Turkey Trot, which this year is a fundraiser for the Crescent Harbor Playground. Welcome to Morning Edition, Amber and Crystal.
Thank you.
Well, tomorrow's the Turkey Trot. It's coming up fast and furious. What do people need to know about it? We'll start with you, Amber. Amber, you are helping organize this through the Sitka Community Hospital this year.
Yes, and it starts tomorrow at 9 a.m. All proceeds are going to the Sitka Community Playground. Registration is still open online, and you are able to register tomorrow, 8:15 to 8:45.
Okay, and what's it going to look? So it starts at 9 a.m. at Crescent Harbor. What happens then? Walk us through it.
You'll come in, you'll register. If you ordered a t-shirt, you pick up your t-shirt. We have a lot of prizes and raffles that are going to be going on. We've got donations from The Cellar, Goldsmith Gallery, C-Mart, and Orion's. And we will start at 9 a.m. We'll have a big clock out there. And as soon as it goes, we'll hit the buzzer and people will just take off and go.
Okay, and you don't have to run, right, Crystal? Let's talk about the course and how you can do it.
Yeah, you can run it, you can walk it, you can skip. You can do whatever you choose. The course will go down the Seawalk into Totem Park. It's a 5K course. If you're unable to do the 5K distance, that's completely fine. Turn around whenever you wish and come back to us at the start-finish area. We're really excited to get as many people involved as possible, regardless of fitness level.
Okay. What does it take to register?
Just your name and your birthday.
Okay, that's, and you have to pay some money, right?
Oh, yeah. So you do need to do that. It's, as of right now, it's $11 online. Tomorrow for same-day registration, it's going to be $15, and we are only accepting cash or check tomorrow on race day.
Okay. Well, the Turkey Trot has been going on for a long time in Sitka, but this year it's very specifically targeted toward the Sitka Community Playground Group, which is trying to build a new ADA-accessible playground over at the Crescent Harbor Playground and is keeping that playground open because they're actively involved in doing this. And this is also the first year that the trot is being organized by Sitka Community Hospital. Amber, how did you swing that?
Well, this year I went to the Health Summit, and I was just listening and getting involved in the Sitka Community Playground Group was there and asking for donations, and I knew from being from Florida, there was always the Turkey Trot, and I was shocked that no one was putting on the Turkey Trot this year. And the hospital did have funds to help with doing this, so the Sitka Community Hospital is very supportive of the playground, and they thought it was a great idea, so they gave me the funds to do this and put it on, and we're just really excited to be able to help the community and help build this playground for all the kids.
And Crystal, tell us about your involvement with this.
Last year, I noticed that the Turkey Trot wasn't happening, so I kind of did an unorganized one. And Amber and I were just talking about there not being an organized one in Sitka, and we felt the responsibility to put on an organized Turkey Trot for Sitka, and what better way than to raise money for the community as you're doing something for the community. So this to us is kind of something that just happened to come together a few weeks ago, and we're excited to see how many people show up and participate and burn some calories before the feast.
This is part of a larger fundraising effort by the Sitka Community Playground Group. You know, they're trying to amass a certain amount of matching funds so that they can go to potential donors and say, look, the community is really behind us. So the fact that it costs $11 and the fact that it costs $15 is actually really important.
Yeah, all that money that you're giving, it's going to go directly. All the proceeds are going to go to this project. And every dollar is important to help create this playground for the kids that everybody in the community has been wanting for a while now.
I have some late breaking news about another fundraiser that the Sitka Community Playground is putting on. They've been selling baked goods and pies at Lakeside, and they are out of pies.
Oh, no.
Yes. So if you didn't get your pie, you are now forced to make it. But I assume you can still donate to the playground group if you'd like to. Amber, Crystal, how can people find out more about the Turkey Trot?
There's a couple ways. There is a Facebook event page through the Sacred Community Hospital's Facebook page. You can find it that way. You could call me, 907-747-0353, or come to the hospital. I'm always walking around. Also, I have posted a lot of flyers everywhere, so hopefully you've at least seen it once somewhere, and there's all my contact information. And just ask anybody with the playground group. They have all the information as well.
And if you pre-registered by the 18th for a t-shirt, that pickup is tonight at the Eagle's Nest on the Coast Guard base from 5:30 to 6:30. You would also be able to register in person there tonight if you'd want to write a check or pay cash this evening so you don't have to do it in the morning.
Okay, and this is a very family-friendly event.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And an abilities family event. Anyone can come out.
Yes. If you're only there to support your family and you don't even feel like walking, that's okay too. We just want everybody to be there and enjoy a beautiful Thanksgiving morning together.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming down this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Amber Hulon and Crystal Ivy. They're some of the folks organizing the Turkey Trot fundraiser tomorrow. Starts off 9 a.m. at Crescent Harbor.